It's been brisk. It's been very brisk. So far, as of 1 p.m., we've had 1,144 people in Hillsborough County come in to request an over-the-counter vote-by-mail or absentee ballot. Many of them have voted them as well and returned them here, and some people are taking them home. But everyone does have the understanding that they must be received back by our office by 7 p.m. on Election Day.
Some counties opened election offices yesterday. So many people showed up in Miami-Dade, the overwhelmed office closed after 2 hours. They later reopened after voters who had been waiting in line began chanting and complaining on social networking sites. Hillsborough County's Falkenberg Road Elections Office was opened yesterday, too. Earl Leonard, Hillsborough County's Supervisor of Elections, said allowing voters to turn in their ballots just made sense.
We had to be here anyway for clerk's pickup. We had the clerks picking up their material, their supplies at this site. And people were coming by and trying to, of course, obtain a ballot as well as drop off a ballot. So we determined it would just be a practical thing to do.
It makes sense for voters, too, after a week of unprecedented early voting wait times. In St. Pete, at one of only three Pinellas early voting locations, lines stretched an entire city block and kept people waiting for 2 hours or more on Saturday. Lines in Hillsborough weren't quite as long because they had 15 different early voting locations, but still, more than 28,000 ballots were cast, and more than half of registered voters in Hillsborough still have not voted. Abercrombie, spokesperson for the elections office, said having one office open yesterday let an extra 650 people vote early.
And the reason we're doing this is we want to give Hillsborough County voters every opportunity to vote, and the response from them has been tremendous. Everyone's been very appreciative, and they've taken advantage of it.
A lawsuit filed by the Democratic Party to extend early voting is still pending after Governor Rick Scott denied a request to extend it until Election Day. It prompted former Governor Charlie Crist to canvass parts of Tampa today to let voters know that casting an in-person absentee ballot is the next best thing.
It's unconscionable to me that our governor would not sign an extension. I did that 4 years ago to make it easier for people to cast their ballot. I mean, this is a precious, sacred right that we have in our country. We're fortunate that we get to choose our leaders, unlike some other countries. And it seems to me that if you value that democracy and that precious right, you would do everything to encourage people to vote.
This is the first general election using the state's Republican-backed revision to voting laws that reduces early voting days from 12 to 8. But that could come back to haunt the GOP. As of Saturday, nearly 4.5 million people have voted in Florida, and there have been 170,000 more Democrats at the polls than Republicans. Counties like Hillsborough and Pinellas that opened election offices on Sunday tend to vote Democrat, but many counties that didn't open lean Republican. Linda Whitten, an in-person absentee voter in Hillsborough County, said Mitt Romney could suffer from limited voting opportunities in those counties.
It could affect very well for the Republican Party that they're not getting their votes because people get frustrated and like, I don't want to drive that far to get to that early voting. Or they say, you know, I don't want to be in that long line the day of voting.
Polk is one county that did not open election offices yesterday. In the 2008 election, the county's popular vote favored Republican candidate John McCain. Polk County's Supervisor of Elections, Lori Edwards, said she chose not to open an office on Sunday because election staff and poll workers just needed a day off.
But it takes, even in Polk County, about 1,500 additional election workers, poll workers, if you will. Most of them, in fact, just about all of them, as well as our staff, have been working tremendously long hours, and we're going to expect a lot from them today, tomorrow, and even Wednesday.